This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, we started really kind of engaging with Kyle and his group just before we broke on vacation. But I would say that, you know, talks started to heat up about 3 weeks ago, and appreciate, you know, the dialogue that we had with those guys. And, you know, I think the deal really does speak to how we feel about Kyle. Highest, you know, paid safety in the NFL. That's a responsibility that we don't take lightly. We've had a few players over the years become the highest paid at their position, and I think when you are the highest paid, that's an important distinction. And I think Kyle has proven that he's going to carry that very well, and we expect him to continue to be an impact player on our defense for years to come.
Eric DaCosta meeting with the media today at noon. That was originally supposed to be a 5:30 press conference. Moved it up, and there was good reason why they moved it up. He announced that the Ravens have signed Kyle Hamilton to a four-year, $100.4 million contract extension, $82 million guaranteed. That the previous record for guaranteed money for a safety was $45 million.
Yeah, we're going to have to see how that breaks down. I mean, a lot of this, again, in the heat of the moment, is framed in a way that the agents really want to frame it. The bottom line is, we've talked about these parallel tracks. There's the track of preparing this team and this roster to play football, hopefully hitting the ground running on week one. And then there's the long-term track of things they needed to accomplish as a front office. By and large, before the season started, a few boxes that needed to be checked. Before the season started, at least one, for sure, needed to be checked on the contractual side of things. Because as much as EDC talked about this offseason not having as many pressing matters, he's got a whole lot coming down the road. So, to me, Linderbaum's his own thing. I don't think he's got a second contract here. The way that the franchise tag works for offensive linemen is tricky and janky.
Yeah, I'd agree.
They're not going to pay him like a top left tackle. So that's on its own thing. But between Likely, Hamilton, and Lamar, all of those situations needed to be addressed in a robust way. I mean, ideally before the season started, at least one or two of them definitely before the season started. Lamar is obviously going to be trickier, given that he's already gotten his first bag from these guys and that he's a quarterback. But yeah, the Hamilton deal was going to be a record-setting deal. It was going to be one that moved the goalposts significantly for defensive backs. And it has. And that's a good thing. And he has carried himself like an exemplary human being since he's been here. He's been an absolute difference maker as a defensive chess piece, cog, whatever you want to call him. And I think he's in the hands of a coaching staff now that I think is equipped to use him the way McDonald did in year two of McDonald and really put this thing back over the top. So that's awesome. you know, the likely deal, I don't think that's super heavy lifting, and I'm not as sweating that one. But if we talked about this, if they had played this season out with Lamar and Hamilton both, in essence, betting on themselves, I think that could cause major complications down the road. So this, to me, was an absolute, absolutely imperative thing to address before the season, if at all possible. And they got that done.
Yeah, Jason, you're right. We'll see what the numbers look like when more of it comes out, because as you pointed out, and it's true, agents always want it out there that they got the most money, and we'll see what the guarantees actually are later. But he's the highest paid safety, and he should be the highest paid safety because he's the next guy, and he's probably the best guy. That combination, he's basically a guy that's shown he can do everything back on the back, whether it's closer to the line of scrimmage or on the back end as he settled things down a year ago. And as you said, now that Pagano's here, now that Zach Gordon's more comfortable, we're probably, and Malachi Stark's in the fold, we're probably going to see him doing more of the Swiss Army knife stuff that he was so good at a couple years ago. So, yeah, to me, this was a no-brainer. And quite frankly, if you're Kyle Hamilton and he's not been injured, but we've talked a lot about it. He's been dinged up a lot. Like, I'd want to get my bag. We're constantly getting those stingers and things like that.
Well, let's be honest. He's a hybrid linebacker, box safety, / slot corner, big, super big nickel, whatever you want to call him. It's become pretty clear that his best work is done in high traffic areas, and he has a unique body and he has incredible strength for the way he's built, but he's still sinewy. He's not as thick as some of the dudes he's colliding with. Like, he's interacting with offensive linemen.
Yeah.
So like, that's where he's going to live most of the time. He's going to live within 10, yards of the line of scrimmage. That's high collision, high traffic areas. So yeah, that's a little different than playing center field. It's a lot different than playing center field. But this was going to be a process where they had to sort of sort out what he does to affect the defense in the most meaningful ways. And they have figured that out. And they have unlocked him, and they can get back to getting him in those situations. And I think that will manifest itself in him getting his hands on the ball more, being a part of more takeaways, creating explosive plays, violent hits, dislodging the ball from the ball carrier around the line of scrimmage, whether that's the quarterback or the running back or, a third down back or whatever. We're going to, I think, see a lot of that moving forward again. There is a standard around here on defense that is pretty close to unparalleled. I mean, they have a lineage of dudes who were in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year quite frequently and who brought it home. And he is the kind of caliber of player surrounded by the cast, both in coaching and roster, that can do those things, that can be in those conversations that Ray Lewis and Ed Reed were in.
We got the roster, and we'll talk more about that coming up in a few minutes, but you mentioned Isaiah Likely. He was not IR'd, and seems like they've had conversations with, now Eric says, I like to operate in the shadow. I didn't want to talk too much about other extensions, but it seems in the ether there's been conversations on an Isaiah Likely suspension, and the fact that he should
extension.
Be extension. Sorry, yes. What did I say? Suspension.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of those going
yeah,
around.
Rashee not Rice, here, but, yeah, extension, not suspension. I would, like you, I would think that's something they should be able to get done. Maybe before in the next few weeks.
Or early in season, yeah. Whatever. I'm not sweating that. It's just the specter and scope of everything is massively different when you talk quarterback and when you talk in his prime generational top 10 quarterback of all time type talent, then it takes it to even another level. So we'll see. I mean, of course they're talking to Lamar too. Now, like, there's that's a little different for a multitude of reasons. And that's one where really you are negotiating against yourself. You have to keep throwing stuff structured the way you're kind of willing to structure it until he decides to sign one of those pieces of paper.
But unlike the other team in this town, I have confidence that this team will keep throwing money at him until they get him to sign a deal.
Yeah, and look, the way football the revenue sharing system of football, that there is no owner who could possibly be underwater or anywhere close to it, no matter what his payroll is. I mean, we get a little glimpse into it with the Green Bay Packers every year.
Yes, we see their finances.
Just go look at what they get just per year from the TV contracts and shared revenue alone. It far surpasses anybody's payroll. It surpasses the salary cap.
Do yourself a favor. Go watch that. Just watch some of the Cowboys documentary and see the money that he's got pouring in. And yet he's constantly going to war with players.
Yeah. So look, this is another big news day in Baltimore sports. And Kyle Hamilton is certainly a foundational football player. And he's just entering his prime. And we've talked about these force multipliers, right? And when they pay someone best of breed, they expect that to rub off on other people and be the kind of player who lifts others and makes others better. And Kyle Hamilton being the Kyle Hamilton of 2 years ago is probably going to make Malachi Starks a better football player.
Huge Wednesday show. Bone out. He's still frolicking in Greece. He will be back.
I haven't heard from him in a minute.
Yeah, he's been quiet on the group text. Be out next week as well, and then he will be back for football when things get started. For real, we're very busy today, and we're done early. 5:30 is the end of the show because Baltimore Baseball Night's at 5:30, live from Pickles. Guest-wise, get started 2:30. Jane Levy, she's a New York Times best-selling author. Her new book, Make Me Commissioner, I Know What's Wrong with Baseball and How to Fix It. We'll talk to her about that and more at 2:30. Bob Nightingale was the first quote-unquote insider to say Adley Rutschman could be the biggest name on the trade block this offseason. He's from USA Today. He joins us at 3 o'clock. Tim Murray from VSiN, our buddy with his best bets, coming up at 3:45. Hall of Fame coach Bill Cowher joining us at 4, and part of our BBT coverage, Ryan Ripken at 5.
Yeah, a huge show. I'm excited to preview some of the AFC North with Coach Cowher. Obviously, Ryan Ripken will have some thoughts on the extension to Bisaccia and what it might mean for some of the other core guys. Definitely pumped to talk to Bob Nightingale, who was fairly unequivocal in his reporting of how this might go down. Also wonder if, I don't know, maybe Bob Nightingale's tied into maybe Adley Rutschman's
agency. That's a good question. That's an interesting
He's not going to say that.
No,
he's
but not going to answer thought. That.
But because, like, I'm not so sure that Adley's necessarily in love with the idea of being around here that much longer. So anyway, a lot to get to. And I guess we'll have some practice squad news and some other trickle-down effect.
We'll
here.
Get you some of that because we do. The practice squad is forming. We'll get you updated on what that looks like. Also, more from Eric DaCosta. And is this the best Ravens roster ever? We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Just here on The Fan.
Probably not. You know, I appreciate the question, but I think it's good to keep these kind of things with the players and, you know, these business things as quiet as possible. And that'll continue to be the way we operate, generally speaking. I really wouldn't want to get into any specifics in regards to any of our players and their contract negotiations right now, because I think it hurts the process.
That's Eric DaCosta speaking earlier today about Lamar Jackson contract negotiations. He'd rather work in the shadows. He doesn't want to talk or give any updates on any other contract negotiations.
Lamar has all the leverage. Lamar holds all the cards, and Lamar doesn't have to do anything. Lamar is living an incredibly comfortable lifestyle. He's happy with this contract. He just did this contract a couple of years ago.
Wasn't that long ago.
He actually did it. Someone didn't do it on his behalf.
Mm-mm.
So he was as intimately as involved as anybody could be through the whole process, as sideways as it got at times. And he's in a good place, and he was willing to play for peanuts for a long time. And now he's even right now where we can say he's underpaid. He's still among the better compensated players in this league.
Yes, it's relative.
And he knows with the way this was structured, with two massive cap numbers coming up that are in essence poison pills that work on his behalf, he knows that the other side needs to keep being motivated to find ways to change that cap number that he'll sign off on in order to have the ability to run their team the way they want to run their team. So keep throwing money at him, Silent Steve.
Here's the funny thing, and that's how I expected him to answer it, but it's also a fair question to ask, because unless something special happens during the year, we don't get the opportunity to hear from Eric DaCosta again until after the season. So you got to ask him why you got him.
Yeah. No, definitely. And that's what you would expect to hear. But it's don't get it twisted. They're painted into a bit of a corner here.
Yeah. So let's get to the roster. They set their 53 yesterday, and that means that some guys who they really like didn't make the team. And Eric DaCosta said he's expecting some of their guys to be claimed.
I would expect that we're going to lose some guys. Just based on the amount of phone calls that we've received over the last 2 or 3 days about the roster, about our players. We investigated some trades. Nothing came to fruition, unfortunately. But we feel really strong about the roster. We're balanced, 25 on offense, 25 on defense, along with the three specialists. And we're relatively healthy, which also makes it's a great situation. But it also makes it tougher sometimes with the roster because you don't have the ability to just put a guy on injured reserve and then keep somebody else and then stash that guy essentially until he becomes healthy. We weren't faced with that situation this year, which is good, but it also meant that we were going to have to cut some talented young players.
I sort of spoke to that a couple of days ago. They don't have as much flexibility via the injury situation with keeping some kids they know can't really help them now, and maybe they can't even help us in week 6 or 7 or 8, but we can delay having to make a long-term decision on them by stashing them on IR. They just haven't, and it's good that they don't, which means people don't get hurt. But sometimes it's really fortuitous when a kid you might have overdrafted picks up a little something, something, and you're able to buy yourself time and keep somebody who you think in an emergency, if you had to break the glass, you'd rather actually put on a football field than said kid who's on IR, even though he ain't all that hurt.
Eric spoke at noon, and he is a bit of a soothsayer in this respect because three Ravens did get claimed. He didn't know for sure at the time he spoke, but Jalen Armour-Davis and C.J. Ravenel, he's a defensive end, got claimed by the Titans, and Bo Braid got claimed by the Giants. So three Ravens did get claimed.
Yeah, and look, Denard Wilson, obviously very well acquainted with Jalen Armour-Davis, and Tennessee is sitting there in the pole position in the waiver order, and they're there. They get first dibs on every player who's eligible for waivers, who's cut, and they can claim as many as they want as long as they cut somebody else on the other end. So it'll be interesting to see. We know that there's some ability there with Armour-Davis. Now, whether he can stay healthy or not, I don't know.
That's a big question.
But Denard's going to like that body type. Yep. He's going to like that skill set. And they played Denver week one, who was scoring like 30 points a game in the final 6 weeks of the season. So I bet you Jalen Armour-Davis sees some action in the Mile High City in 10 days.
Yeah. Practice squad. It is starting to form, according to Jeff Rubek from The Athletic. Tyler Huntley's back. He's on the practice squad. Lucas Scott, fullback, he's there. Nick Samak and Jared Lichtenhahn, who are both here in camp. CJ Okoye, Brent Urban, that was expected, the Urban part. Chandler Martin was another undrafted guy they really liked. He's back, and safety Kondre Johnson. So they can have 17 total because Okoye is an international guy, and they're in the process of putting this thing together.
Yeah, I mean, look, Snoop has the three behind a two who's won NFL games and won them recently and won them in some cases under duress. That's very different than Snoop being, a swollen knee away from having to play a game or two. So that's fine. He's familiar with the system and everything. He knows people here. And look, he was running around with, what was it, the Browns? So he's in a little bit of football shape.
He played.
Yeah, I prefer him to Leary, that's for sure. Do I prefer him to Easton Stick and some of these other guys who are popping around? No. But I get the familiarity thing. That's always a big deal at the quarterback spot. So, yeah, that room is in good shape. And, yeah, like Urban is basically like your 54th player. Like, you know you're going to be able to keep him. That's a guy who, if somebody else claimed him, could always just play the retirement card or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not subject to waivers. He's a vet. So he, like, they just.
No, I'm saying if you cut him, like, he doesn't have to sign anywhere else. Like, somebody's interested in him and, oh, no, I think I might just go off into the sunset. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And if somebody wants to sign him off the practice squad, you can obviously elevate him as well. So that's insurance and depth. To help set the edge. So, yeah, look, it's hard to quibble with the roster.
No.
I still think they're a pass rusher short of maybe getting where they want to get. But there's also a lot of time between now and the trade deadline.
Let's hear one more from Eric DaCosta. Was he surprised that three undrafted free agents made this roster with how deep the team was heading into camp?
Yeah, we didn't expect it, for sure. I think these guys, just when you think about the games, I mean, you look at those guys and look at what they did in the production and the big plays and just the consistency. How could they not be on the team, right? Honestly, teams call and ask about these guys, right? And ask them if I'd trade these players. Like, we could have traded these three guys. Teams were calling left and right, and that's kind of validation for what you think you might see on tape. And it just became abundantly clear that these were talented players that, for whatever reason, were overlooked by the entire league, including us, and deserve to be on teams and can help us be our best.
These players, Keon Martin, Reuben Lowry, Jay Higgins, three undrafted guys. Keon Martin wasn't even part of the first phase of free agency.
How about that?
And he makes it, essentially, he took Jalen Armour-Davis' spot.
Yes.
And Eric spoke to this, and we'll try to get to this a little later, but like, a guy in his last year of his deal, as opposed to a guy who you can think about the future a little bit, you go with the future guy.
Yes. Look, if Jalen Armour-Davis was not as injured, as oft injured as he was, then maybe it's a different story because this is a team in for the most part in right now mode, unlike the Orioles are always in some mode 3 years down the line. But yeah, when you factor in a little bit of money savings, when you factor in upside, when you factor in the momentum that this young man built up this summer, and they trust him, and you factor in this coaching staff this year with Pagano on it is a much better position to coach up a raw kid quickly than last year's.
Orioles lose last night 5-0. We'll get to the Kyle Bradish of it all coming up at the bottom of the hour. But coming up next, Jane Levy is a best-selling author. Her new book is Make Me Commissioner, I Know What's Wrong with Baseball and How to Fix It. And she joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You're on the Fan. So this is pretty cool. We were putting this together. Our friend John Maroon asked if we want to talk to a best-selling author. And I was like, Jane Levy, well, that's interesting. I think I read one of her books. And I looked at her bio. And yes, I did. I read The Last Boy, Mickey Mantle, and The End of America's Childhood, which was awesome. And joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, author of the book, Make Me Commissioner, I Know What's Wrong with Baseball and How to Fix It. It's Jane Levy. And Jane, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start here. What's wrong with baseball?
Oh, boy. Okay, where to start? They need to grow a new fan base. While there are indications that they have trumpeted, understandably, that the younger people in the coveted 34 age range are buying tickets And some TV things are up, if you can find the games on television. The fact is they need a new generation of kids, and the kids aren't playing baseball. While it's still one of the top three popular sports in America, it ain't close to football. And yeah. It needs an infusion. And it's also become a country club sport. It's yeah. really expensive as a kid to play youth baseball. It isn't just a little league anymore. So my proposal, I know owners are going to like be schwitzing immediately, but let every kid in under age 10 for free who's there with an adult. And I guarantee you, because I've had somebody run the numbers for me, if you do that and you let the kid in, grandpa will buy that kid more merch than they would have spent by buying a ticket. And in fact, I had a friend of mine run it for the Cubs. If you bought a kid a small cap and a soda and a hot dog and, you know, one other thing, cotton candy, whatever, at the end of the year, the Cubbies would have had to have shelled out $4 million. That's a 2023 estimation. And conversely, in 2023, they paid Jason Hayward $21 million to play for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to go broke. And besides which, you know, penny wise, pound foolish, right? This is money they can afford. It's a $12 billion industry. They can do this.
Well, they've proven over time to be pretty good at killing was once the Golden Goose, I guess now what's left of the Golden Goose. And the, let's just say the rhetoric ahead of the expiring CBA hasn't exactly filled me with warm and fuzzy feelings. Like, above and beyond growing the game and getting kids involved, like you say, how concerned are you just with them doing more damage before they even get around to playing, you know, full seasons again or whatever's on the other side of next year?
You sound like a very smart man, because I think you're referring in part perhaps to Rob Manfred's decision in February at the beginning of spring training to announce that a lockout
yes.
at the end of the 2026 when the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, expires on December 2nd, 2026, that fans should expect a lockout. And not only should they expect one then, but it's the new norm and it's really not so bad, he said.
Yeah.
It's kind of like using a 22 rather than a nuclear weapon. And I thought to myself, oh, that's the way to bring
what a moron
park.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not going to call names. I will. Okay. You do it. I just don't for the life of me understand the logic in, you know, at the beginning of a season, they've done really well with a pitch clock, right? You know,
yes.
Why in God's green earth would you want to alienate people at the beginning of a new season? Say, don't invest your hopes, your dreams, your dollars in this sport, because we're just going to disappoint you again.
We're talking with Jane Levy. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jane, do you have an opinion on analytics and the game's moving so much into analytics?
Well, let me confess that when you had to take a math graduate record exam back in the day to get into graduate schools, you got 200 points for signing your name, and my score was a 300. So let me just say, this does not come naturally to me.
Yeah.
It is clear that analytics are here to stay. The human mind seems to have a great desire to put itself out of business. And the more that we develop in the way of AI and analytics that run not just baseball now, but, you know, industries, government, it's making decisions about your life every day. And we don't even know what all those decisions are or how they're getting made. And I think there is a real warning. And I think one of the things that you can say about baseball that's kind of fabulous is that it's a warning. It's the canary in the coal mine. It's saying to us, look what happens if you abandon completely the human prerogative to make decisions in favor of machines and algorithms and metrics that are going to tell you what's best for you. And a friend of mine who's a great, brilliant scientist, she created the MIT Sports Analytics Lab, is really, really worried about it. She says she said, baseball is a great test case because it shows us, this is a direct quote, it has shown the tempting fruit of analytics, athletes running faster, throwing harder, hitting farther. But also what happens if we forget that baseball is bigger than that? We're losing the forest because we're only tending a few trees, the ones we can measure.
Interesting. I want to get back to my buddy Manfred because this struck me a couple weeks ago as something that was not just random. When he's sitting there in Williamsport with David Cohn, Ravitch, and Perez, and somebody asked him about realignment, and boy, he lit up. What do you think of that? Could that be a way for baseball to massage their the desperate revenue streams if they're not going to get a cap, and I don't think they will, so they'll never have the NFL's model. Could they put the massive teams together in a couple of different divisions and try to skirt the issue that way?
Well, yeah, they are desperate, and the issue of finding common ground between the union and management is my God, that's one for the gods, right?
Yeah.
I do have some ideas in the book that I suggested. I'm not sure anybody wants to hear them. The reconfiguration of the teams, especially since they seem intent on adding two more teams, mm-hmm. which will, in short, just dilute the
yes.
talent even
yes.
more, and the 30 teams we've got already, is modeled on what the conferences and, you know, the NBA and hockey. It's been clear they've been moving toward erasing the traditional boundary between the AL and NL for years. And this is, you know, this is the step that they've been building up to. The particular configuration that he suggested to me is what my grandmother would have called a shanda. And that in Yiddish means a shame. It's shameful.
Yes.
No, you cannot destroy all the existing pulls and histories and legacies that baseball is built on. Baseball's different than those other sports. Its history and its infatuation with numbers, I yeah. might add, which began back in the 1880s with, you know, Chadwick. Those are responsible for baseball having a history that no other sport had. Baseball also has a burden, which is that because it's older and the history informs it so much, it's harder to change. And what happened to baseball, in my view, is that for decades, they sat there twiddling their thumbs, not making the accommodations that they could have made when they wouldn't have had to be so absolutely radical. No, I don't want to see his divisions. The Athletic, actually, though, published an alternative configuration, which makes much more sense. And, you know, it involves a couple of teams changing mm-hmm. leagues, but it doesn't completely destroy the alliances and the competitions that have always pertained in baseball.
The name of the book is Make Me Commissioner. I Know What's Wrong with Baseball and How to Fix It. New York Times bestselling author Jane Levy. Jane, this was great.
Thank you
so much for your time.
Anytime, guys. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we get to the Orioles, and Kyle Bradish made his return to the mound last night, and the Orioles lost, but man, that was the lead story was Kyle Bradish. How good was he? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
We said in the warm-up pitches, in the first inning, just watching the warm-up pitches, I told Frenchie, I was like, that looks different. You know, we haven't seen stuff like that, you know, out of the rotation all year. Now, we got guys with good stuff. But Bradish, we've talked about him, is the type of guy that if he stays healthy, is ace-type stuff, his ace-type pitchability, is absolutely an ace mentality. He just got to do it for a while.
That's Tony Manzalino after the game talking about Kyle Bradish. And man, oh man, was Kyle Bradish good last night. Orioles lost 5-0. That's all secondary. They're not going anywhere. But Kyle Bradish, from the first inning on, like we talked yesterday, Jason, what do we expect? Well, we wanted to get through healthy. We hoped he looked good. He struck out 10, gave up 2 solo home runs. Other than that, he was dominant.
Yeah, no, this was a tour de force. I mean, this would have been a start worth talking about among all the 162 starts this year if it was just a normal Kyle Bradish not coming back from Tommy John, just a normal Kyle Bradish every fifth day start. Even in a lost season, you'd say, wow, that was a masterpiece. And then with the backstory to it, it was nothing short of an absolute revelation. They swung the bat 37 times against him and missed 16. I mean, he got a 43%, that's elite, a 43% swing and miss rate against that lineup. In his first start in a year and 3 months or whatever it was, like, that's utterly ridiculous. And what I loved the most about it was the secondaries were nasty.
Yeah, filthy.
The slider-curve combo had them seeing ghosts. He combined for 15 sliders and curveballs thrown in that game. They whiffed on 11 of them. They had, I mean, they didn't know which pitch it was. They didn't know if it was going to have the bite or the bend. Like, it was, and again, I think very highly of that lineup. I was absolutely, utterly floored. It looked like he was toying with them at times. It looked like he wanted the punch out. And for him to get that many punch outs and still only throw 80 pitches is ridiculous.
It's impressive is what it is. And so Trevor Story and David Hamilton ambushed the first pitch of an inning.
Yes.
To get home runs. Other than that, he gave up two hits in six innings. He didn't walk a batter.
No.
And as you said, struck out 10, which is just, it's incredible. In my wildest dreams, I didn't think he'd look that good last night. And unfortunately, the story of the Orioles, they can't hit you on some nights.
Look, it's a shame they gave no run support, but I told you they weren't going to hit Giolito.
No.
It's a shame they can't field the ball and make high IQ baseball plays, but that wasn't taught to them in the minor leagues. That's not ingrained in the Baltimore Orioles baseball culture. It's not a winning baseball culture. Certainly hasn't been the last 15 months. And so that stuff tends to manifest itself, especially when you're playing a quality opponent. Look, there was a lot of things in that game that were an eyesore.
I think the seventh inning, Giolito threw four pitches.
I mean, it's a blight. Like, it is, you know. But the Bradish part of it was absolutely overwhelming. Like, you think a guy who's missed that much time and a lineup that's sort of that equipped at spitting on stuff and working you, they only fouled 10 balls off. I mean, that's a team. I've seen at bat. Didn't we see a Trevor Story at bat in the last series of Fenway? I think he fouled 10 balls off in that at bat.
He had a great at bat against Trevor Rogers over the
10 foul balls against it. And that's a team that lives to do that. Oh, that's your put away pitch. I'm just going to smack it into the other on deck circle. I'm just going to smack it into the dugout. No, I'm going to get your fastball. This kid, you could see it in his eyes. You could see it in his face. Like, he wasn't just like happy to be back. He was happy to shove it where you like, hey, remember me?
Yeah.
You haven't seen me in a while in the AL East. Remember me? Yeah. Remember what I did? Remember? We used to run the numbers. What he did against the AL East, he was like the one pitcher they had was up for it against the AL East. Like, it was a welcome back in the best way possible. So, yeah, I mean, he is a bulldog. He has that ish to him. Whether some of it rubs off on other people or not, you know, remains to be seen. But that was an absolutely masterful performance. I mean, stunning.
Orioles are a bad team, and bad teams make a lot of roster moves this time of year. And so we've got a flood of them today. They selected the contract of Ronzi Contreras. They selected the contract of Emmanuel Rivera. They optioned Yeramil Geraldo to AAA, transferred Brandon Young to the 60-day IL, and designated Vimal Machin for an assignment. And after what he did at third base last night, we were talking about
whatever the opposite of an internal clock is. Machine had an external clock.
Man,
just keep gripping it. Just hold. See how long you can hold it and still get him.
He walks
saying all
to
that.
Third base.
I do think he got him. Like, I don't know. I'll never figure out.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I think he might have got him, but for what they called on the field. But yeah, that was a choice. Like, Lama, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. It's like Shador Sanders in the running outside the pocket.
Yeah.
Seven Mississippi, eight. I think I can still make a play.
I can rush the ball to third base and throw to first, or I can walk it over to third base and throw to first. He chose the walk. And then Dylan Beavers felt bad for the kid. Yeah, like he missed a pop out, which would end the inning. And so Cano, who wasn't terrible last night.
He gets hung out anyway.
Yeah. He got the ground ball, got the pop out, and neither one worked.
Put it in the 2025 Orioles highlight reel.
Yeah. So, coming up next, could the Orioles trade Adley Rutschman this offseason? We will ask USA Today's Bob Nightingale that question and more next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.